Last week I spoke to you about how the disciples were disappointed. They were heartbroken when our Lord told them he must leave them again. He was crucified and left them, came back resurrected, and they were excited. And then Jesus tells them he must leave so that the Holy Spirit may come upon the church. Well, today it's final. He ascends to heaven. He leaves them. We know that saying goodbye or letting something go is never easy. Who wants to let the familiar go? Who wants to step into a future that can be uncertain? We don't like that. This feast day of the Ascension reminds us, and this is applicable to any part of your life. This feast of the Ascension reminds us saying goodbye can be easier when we say hello to something better. Letting go can be easier in our lives when we embrace something new. What do we say hello to? What do we embrace in this feast? The first reality we embrace is that our Lord's mission here on earth has ended. It's complete. It's successful. We have been redeemed. He ascends into heaven now as Redeemer. And he carries, by the way, his wounds for all eternity. When we see our Lord, we will see the wounds. He carries them forever. Another reality we say hello to, another reality we embrace on this feast day, is that although he is ascended, the work of Jesus Christ is not over here on earth. It now falls on us, the church. We are the rest of the story. Do we believe that? We're the extension of him now. We do his work now here on earth. And his presence, while we do his work, his true, real, substantial presence in the Eucharist sustains us while we do his work. That's why he gave us the Holy Eucharist. We need to believe that we are the rest of the story of Christ's work here on earth. Another reality we embrace and that we say hello to is the first novena, really. The first novena of prayers for the Holy Spirit, all right? So this is supposed to be, today is supposed to be Thursday, Ascension Thursday, right? Which was Thursday. Today is Sunday, back Thursday. When we celebrate it today because people don't go to church on Thursday. Hopefully they still go on Sunday, all right? So it's 9 days between Ascension Thursday and Pentecost. Jesus promised that the Spirit would give us power. This is the power that sustains the Catholic Church. I've always said, if there's any proof that there is a God, it's that the Catholic Church is still in existence, despite us, despite priests. I was once proselytized while I was in college. I can't remember the name of the denomination, but he was telling me everything that's untrue about the church. And I said, you know, you're not going to, Priests, I said, priests have been trying to destroy the church for 2,000 years, and they can't do it, okay? You're not going to do it. It's held together by the Holy Spirit. We needed the Spirit, or we wouldn't be here today. So, saying goodbye brings us to say hello. Letting go brings us to embrace something new. Today's gospel ended with the disciples praising God in the temple. They didn't know that they would be happy after last week. They were so hurt and disappointed. Saying hello and embracing something new in our lives. Think of that this week. It's the only way the church's mission began, and it's the only way the church's mission will be fulfilled. Amen.